For a few moments tonight, we turn back to that reading we have just read and to the third verse. Luke chapter 10 and verse 3. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Dear congregation, in the scriptures, the Lord's people are set forth as being his sheep. We belong to the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord said in those memorable words in John 10 and verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And later on, he said, particularly with an eye to the Gentiles, whatever sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. We belong to him. We are known as his sheep, and he knows us. Those precious words, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And so we continue to follow Christ. We are known to him, and we follow him. We're so thankful, are we not, that we are those who are numbered amongst his sheep. But let's just look ahead for a moment to the great day. Are we not thankful that we are the sheep who will be found on his right hand? Matthew 25, verse 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. What a moment that will be. What thankfulness will so fill our hearts. Yes, we know all will be well, but oh, what thankfulness will fill our hearts when we find ourselves on the right hand of Christ. Do we not pity the goats? Well, what a shepherd he is, and we're so blessed that we belong to him. In great love he suffered for us. He suffered for me, a straying sheep. And we think of those well-known words in Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. What a burden it was. Our sins were charged to him, and he bore our sins. He suffered for them. What a shepherd who so loved us and continues to do so. But we are his sheep. The Lord's people are also known as lambs, as we note here in our verse tonight. Particularly we could consider those who have just recently come to faith, that is, new converts, as we think of in the charge to Peter, feed my lambs. Or in those words in Isaiah 40 verse 11, he gathers the lambs in his arms. New converts. But then we could also consider the weak and those that are exposed to danger. You recall that charge of our Lord to Peter? Feed my lambs. Well, we can particularly think of certain ones who are lambs. But then in a general light, we are all lambs, as we shall note tonight. Well, I'd like us to note these words of our Lord here in the third verse. If you look at the parallel passage in Matthew 10, you'll notice in verse 16 he said certain words with the 12 listening on. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. The 12 were listening. Well, here before us, 70 were listening on. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Well, let's come directly to these words briefly tonight. First of all, lambs belonging to the shepherd. Just note these words. Behold, I send you forth as lambs. And then secondly, lambs among wolves or in the midst of wolves. And then the call to go forward. We'll come back to that a little later. But firstly, lambs belonging to the shepherd. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. The Lord Jesus is already mentioned tonight. Has a flock for whom he died, a flock he gathers to himself. Oh, what a blessing that is. He gathers, and we were gathered unto him. Through his Spirit we were drawn, and we were gathered near to his side. He is a flock that he gathers. He is a flock whom he so loves and cares for. Consider how the Lord has continued to shepherd your souls this week, every moment. How many moments have we faltered the Lord? I am so thankful he constantly thinks of me and he shepherds us. He so cares for us. We with the psalmist can say and sing of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. And as we go through that psalm, we can consider the way the Lord shepherds our souls in different experiences. The Lord is my shepherd. Often those words are sung at a funeral. For the believer who grieves over a loved one or a close friend who has died, those words can bring much comfort in sorrow. And the believer can be assured as they mourn that the shepherd supports them in his arms. Well, he is our shepherd and he knows us. As we already considered tonight, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. We're known to the shepherd. Every one of us. We're all known to him individually. You think of sheep, they have a mark on them. So the shepherd or the farmer can identify them. Oh, we have a mark of grace on us. And the Lord clearly identifies us. He knows us. He loved us and he gave his life for us. We were on his heart as he hung there on the cross. He is in no doubt, dear brother. He knows that you belong to him. We are his lambs. Behold, I send you forth. He's the shepherd sending forth his lambs. We're not our own. I often think of those words my mother used to say to me as I went out of the door when I was a little younger. Remember whose you are. And dear brethren, remember it afresh tonight. You belong to the shepherd. You're the sheep. You're the lambs, as we shall consider. We were bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Consider the cost. Consider that you've been purchased by Christ, the great Redeemer, the wonderful Shepherd, and you belong to the Lord. We're to glorify God then. Not only in our spirit, but as the Apostle Paul makes plain there, in our bodies. Our bodies belong to the Lord. We are to glorify God, both in our body and in our spirit. We belong to him. In Isaiah 40, verse 11, Isaiah shows that not only are the lambs cared for, but they belong to the shepherd. For we read, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Consider where you are. You're in his arm. You belong to him. So loved and so cared for. But we think of the lambs. Notice what the Lord says here to these disciples. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. He so describes them. Yes, in a moment we'll consider the situation. There is lambs among wolves. But note how he describes them as lambs. And we are described as lambs. We're described as the sheep. But also we are described as lambs. You think of a lamb, a harmless, meek creature. And we often think of softness. Some of you younger ones here tonight, maybe some of you others as well, you You've touched the wool, or you may have picked up a lamb and held it near, so soft. You think of a softness. There's something about them, is there not? That's what should be said about the Christian. And it is often, isn't it, about you. There's something about them. Think of that harmless nature of the lamb. And then consider the Lord's people as lambs. We do not seek to harm people, do we? We do not hate people. Yes, certain ones high up in authority and those who put their heads together to try and make laws which are no good. They try to say, well, if you disagree, you hate someone. But we don't. We don't hate people. We're lambs, aren't we? That harmless nature. There's that softness. We'll come back to that in a moment. We do not hate. We have love in our hearts. There's the clothing of humility. There's that meekness. Colossians 3 verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Put on. What the apostle is showing there, we're to deal with sin and put on those things that belong to the new man. We're known as lambs. Sometimes a believer can think or act out of character. They need to deal with it straight away and put on the things of the new man. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. This affection, this pity, deep within, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. We're describing a lamb. Oh, we need to often consider about so acting, so thinking in such a way as the apostle makes known. You're a lamb, dear child of God. What a lovely description to call you lambs. And remember, the Lord calls you lambs. That meekness, that gentleness, that harmlessness. You're a lamb. Consider further, there's a Christ-likeness. You remember those words of John when he saw the Lord coming? Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold him, he's the Lamb of God, and he has little lambs. And so when we consider ourselves that he is the Lamb of God, there's this Christ-likeness. And so we're to go forth, as we note in the third verse here, displaying a likeness to him. Behold, I say, forth as lambs. He's the shepherd, but he also is the Lamb of God. This Christ-likeness. You remember again those words of Jesus in Matthew 11, verse 28 and verse 29. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Come and learn. We've been drawn by the Holy Spirit unto Christ through grace. We have gone unto Jesus, and now we're learning. And we're ever to be learning. Learn of me. We thought of those initial lessons when we were new converts, little lambs from another perspective. But we continue to learn. Keep going to the shepherd. Learning of him, for he is the Lamb of God. Learn of me, says Jesus. I am meek and lowly in heart. You know, it's good to study the meekness of Christ and the lowliness of Christ. Often we should consider these things because he exhorts us to learn from him. We're to be more like Christ, so we're to consider meekness. Meekness within, meekness in our speech, meekness in our thinking, or to be more like Christ in the way I think. That will help me to be more like Christ in the way I speak and the way I do. Learning of Christ. Dear brethren, can I exhort you to often to go to Christ and study his meekness. and his lowliness or humility. We can go to Philippians 2 and consider how he humbled himself. Think of his meekness, his gentleness, his mildness. Yes, at times he rebukes, but it's in such a loving way, isn't it? Consider his dealings with you, so kind, meek and lowly. Learn of me. Let's keep going to him. We want to be more like him, so let's keep going to him. He's the Lamb of God. We're lambs. Oh, to be more like Christ. What a blessing to be at the feet of Jesus. In a spiritual way, listening to his word. Oh, to be more like him. The servant of the Lord is to be gentle, we're told in 2 Timothy 2, verse 24. Unto all men, apt to teach patience. This gentleness. And so must we all. Were we to go forth as lambs displaying a likeness to the Lamb of God. Now, I've said before in general conversation, there's a few in this village have a natural kindness, and we can think of them. They're very kind. We are always to endeavour to be more kind. And with the grace within, as we see in Galatians, the fruit, we are to so display this Christ-likeness, this meekness. We must act in character. We must pray for help. Still to do. We're lambs. It's a lovely description, isn't it? You think of a lamb. You want to go and see the lamb. And we're lambs. We're to be such that people want to get to know us. Because of the meekness. Because of the kindness. Think of the softness. A lovely description of a lamb is to be a description of a Christian. This softness. Love swells up in the heart. Oh, to be more like that is what I long for. But before we move to our second point, we thought of the lamb, that we belong to him. Remember that the lamb is exposed to danger. Down in North Devon a few years ago, walking on Mort Point, some of you have been there, I came across a little enclosure, and on the outside was a little lamb bleating, and it was trying to get through the fence, and it couldn't. I tried to help, I just couldn't do it. I'm no shepherd. The little lamb kept going away from me. But a little later the shepherd came, and within a few moments the lamb was back into safety. But before then the lamb was exposed to danger. Because not far away were the cliffs. And we need to remember that we are lambs exposed to danger in this world. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Let's consider this second again. Lambs among wolves. Now just pause. If we study these words of Christ, does it not imply that the Christian, in the way they act and speak, they shine forth and are different? We've already thought of certain ones in this village. They have this natural kindness. Well, we're to so shine forth. For we're lambs among wolves. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. You know the animal? Many of the wolves have greyish fur. There are some white wolves, but many of them have greyish fur. And the tail is bending inwards. That's a characteristic, isn't it? But then particularly we consider they're crafty, they're cunning, they're fierce, and a threat to other animals. You might go and stroke a husky dog, which belongs to an owner, but you wouldn't go up to a wild wolf. They're ravenous. Before they make an attack, they show their teeth. And afterwards, they lick their mouths. They stalk the victim. And with others in a pack, they give chase. We've all seen it, haven't we? There's the unforgettable howl. I remember seeing them at Longleat. And I observed them, but I was quick to go through. I was in the car, but I wanted to go through. But what do we read here? Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. We think of the wolf, and we live in the midst. There are wolves out there. We can think of wicked rulers, persecutors, and others. They're like wolves. Sadly, there are those false prophets. Our Lord said in Matthew 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They've got sheep's clothing on, but they're a wolf. They're in disguise. They're preaching false things. They're preaching another gospel. What harm this is to the people. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And then consider those words in John 10 verse 12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. See there the danger. A number consider false teachers there. The wolf coming, and the sheep are scattered. See the danger, see the harm, and it's happened. False teachers get into the pulpit, they lead people astray. We think of false teachers, false prophets, but then others who are very dangerous. There's some very dangerous people out there who seek to cause great harm for the Christian. Think of persecutors. Jesus said in Luke 21 verse 12, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. The Lord made it plain. They will be persecuted, and we will be to some measure. There are wolves out there. They will seek your harm. You may find them in the community. They may have crept into the workplace or in the places of education. There's wolves. There's danger. David could say in Psalm 57 verse 4, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. How descriptive of those who were so pursuing him, persecuting him. Their teeth were spears and arrows, their tongue a sharp sword. What a Christian, what a contrast rather. The Christians so ought to be. But all those who are so oppose us, there will be those who will plot as wolves do. They will work together. Think of a pack of wolves. How the wolves work together. Some go out front. Some stay behind. There will be those working together. Quietly. Cunningly to begin with. Oh, we need to be on our guard. We need to be watchful. Sometimes the lambs in a field aren't always watchful, and they can be forgetful of danger. They're young, they're small. Oh, be watchful, dear brother. Do not forget. In this world you are a lamb in the midst of wolves, and those wolves seek to do you harm. But take comfort. Your shepherd watches over. The Lord is my shepherd, and we trace his dealings with us, how he defends us, how he guards us, how he daily makes intercession for us. Are we not thankful? Though we are in the midst of wolves in this world, the shepherd is alongside. Well, let's come to a conclusion then. Thirdly, lambs sent out. Verse 3, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. We think of these disciples here. They were called, commissioned, and sent. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Go, I send you. It's time to go. You may be at an airport, and you're sitting there quietly, and a message comes through. Please go to the departure room. It's time soon to go. And then comes the time, the doors open, and you go outside onto the tarmac, and you make your way towards the plane. It's time. It was time for these disciples. They'd been called and commissioned. Now they were to go. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. It's time to go. God's servants are to arise. It's time for them to serve the Lord. And then consider as a whole, we remember the Great Commission. Mark 16, verse 15, he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go! That's the commission. And the church is to be going throughout the generations until the Lord comes. But let's note these words again. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. The lambs are sent out into the midst of the wolves. What a thought that is. How many of us would get out of the car at Longleat and stand in the midst of the pack there? I wouldn't. Yet the Lord says here, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. These amazing words, aren't they? Does he care? What's going to happen? Of course he cares. We're to go into the midst of those who are against us. Behold, I send you forth as lambs amongst wolves. Yet we take comfort the shepherd goes with us. He leads us. He guides us. His promise is for us. Matthew 28 verse 20. Though I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He doesn't send us alone. Oh, if I only thought of that more often. You young ones here tonight, those of you who love the Lord, remember you're not alone in this world. The shepherd's before you and he's around you. He encompasses you. We're not alone. We're lambs in the midst of wolves. The shepherd's there to defend us. Men can cause us harm. They can say horrible things, but they cannot destroy our souls because of our blessed shepherd. We're to go forth, but we're to take comfort. The Lord is with us. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. We're to go forth and serve the Lord. Even in the midst of wolves, there's work to be done. We have our enemies. But out of love for Christ and out of love for souls, even the wolves, as it were, we go. Souls will be saved in this world. And take heart, even the wolf can be converted. Turn with me to Isaiah 11 and verse 6. Speaking of the peaceable kingdom, Isaiah 11 verse 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. See the power of converting grace. The Lord is able to convert wolves. What about the Apostle Paul? He was a wolf, wasn't he? He went to persecute the Christians there and around. The Lord met with him. And the Lord humbled him. And from being a wolf, he turned into a lamb. The power of converting grace. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Those that were so against the Christian church, persecuting it, can be converted and dwell with the lamb. And what a wonderful thing that would be. Those who so hate us, if they were converted and there's such a change, and they dwell with us, and we're happy to dwell with them because we take note of this great change. Even the wolf can be converted. Listen to John Gill, speaking of Isaiah 11 verse 6. Figuratively of men, comparable to wild creatures, who through the power of divine grace, accompanying the word preached, shall become tame, mild, meek and humble. such who have been as ravenous wolves, who have worried Christ's sheep, made havoc of them, breathing out slaughter and threatenings against them, as did Saul, through converting grace, become as gentle and harmless as lambs, and take up their residence in Christ's fold. And what a joy that would be to see. Wolves tamed, wolves converted, and dwelling with the lambs. And that peace and that harmony. Oh, that the Lord would do this. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Dear brethren, we are lambs. Let's show the world that we're lambs. More and more. What a blessing to see lambs before me. And to hear the lambs. You know a lamb, by the way, the lamb bleats. That little lamb bleating. The noise it makes. You know a Christian by the things they say, the little noise they make, and the kindness known within, and any pride or unkindness they're seeking to deal with straight away, because they want to be more like Christ. Well, we're lambs, we're going forth, we have one to protect us. Oh, may the Lord use us for his name's sake. Amen.